Well, them days people would like to live better, you know, and they wasn't as sick as they is now. And we had more one of them than we have now. We had hard one of them. I know time just freeze up, just stay for the whole month before it unthaw.
Really?
That's right. This lake out here, it froze over in 39 from side to side right out here. So this ice is hard. That's right.
What sort of, in a herd of cattle, what do you call a male?
Bull.
Bull?
Either call him a stock bull or either call him a bull. That's right.
Would you say that around women?
Well, it's not out of place. It's in order. Bull, that's right. But now it's more, you know, big people call them stock male.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of proper, like, you know, stock male. But now the name is the bull.
What about a horse?
Well, lots of them call them stud horses. See, he ain't castrated. Call him a stud horse.
And the female?
Well, called her a mare. That's proper too. That's a name, but.
Did you ever get on horses when you were younger?
Oh, I rode them pretty good. I used back to ride them. Sure did. I used to break horses years ago.
You did?
Sure did.
Tell me about that now. I'll bet you got some stories about that.
Well, then I couldn't break myself. I let another man do it. And he used to kick that horse, you know, and wouldn't have no bridle in his mouth. He just had a halter. And, you know, and put the halter around his head and his mouth. And be holding him until he get up on him. And you talking about bucking. That horse is bucking just like everything. But he kept on until he broke him, though. Then sometimes they'd break him with saddle, you know. But I broke mine the whip. I bought a horse one time and I put him to a log. And, you know, put my gear on him and then hook him to that log and then drag him all around across the place. And he'd break something, he'd break and run, but I'd hold him, you see. And kept on until I got him broke. So did. But I got him age. I stopped doing that because I scared from all of them then, though.
Yeah.
I done the main thing in my lifetime. I used to type up on trees, you know, on the head, people, these tall trees, you know.
Yeah.
I'd go out in the woods and they'd say, well, I said, now, I want some trees thrashed. All right, said, I'll give you a half a fuck on, I'll get a man and knock them. And they pick them up and they give me my half. I'm trees sometimes, they'd be all way up in there. I'd hug those limbs and they'd, just like a squirrel.
You
climb them. Just hugging me. I didn't have no tree climb either. I just climbed with my own feet. That's right. I'd get way up there, you know, and I'd chump up on down people's head. Having fun, you know. I wasn't scared. I was a tree climber, right. That's right. Now these trees here, when they was banned, I thought, oh, it's you by myself here. Ain't one of them. I used to take my wife to town, get the labor for to pick him up, you know. She leave around 7 o'clock. I'd go across the field and give them trees, and before she gets back, I'd be in fact about 35, 40 trees. Just from limb to limb, like a squirrel. Just shake him in there, just get out another tree, just keep going. I'm a great climber.
You went over the tree and...
Shook the limb.
Yeah.
That's right. You stomp me, see, when after you get a frost,